To believe that evil must not be condemned, because this would condemn those who practice the evil, is to act in favor of falsehood. If after a man has been given many cautions and warnings to save him from his hereditary and cultivated tendencies to wrong, he takes offense and refuses to accept the message graciously sent him from heaven, and puts aside the reproof of the Holy Spirit, his heart and conscience become hardened, and he is in great darkness. The enmity that God has put in our hearts against deceptive practices must be kept alive, because these practices endanger the souls of those who do not hate them. All deceptive dealings, all untruthfulness regarding the Father and the Son, by which their characters are presented in a false light, are to be recognized as grievous sins. There are those who have become apt scholars in this deceptive work, those who cannot see the danger that is threatening the Lord's heritage because of these things will soon feel no enmity against the arch-deceiver. Those who stand in positions of trust in our institutions are to show constant vigilance, else they will be taken captive. In words and deportment, in all their business transactions, they are to show the exactitude that will win the commendation, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." It should now be clearly understood that we are not really helping those who are determined to do evil when we show them respect and keep our words of reproof for those with whom the disaffected one is at enmity. A grave mistake has been made and is being made in this matter. Shall the servants of Jehovah, into whose heart he puts enmity against every evil work, be assailed as not being right when they call evil evil and good good? Those who feel so very peaceable in regard to the works of the men who are spoiling the faith of the people of God are guided by a delusive sentiment. There is to be a constant conflict between good and evil. Those who are enlightened by the Holy Spirit's power are to strive with every power of their being to snatch the prey from the seductive influences of men who refuse to obey the word of God, whether they be in high places or in low. Christ's property is not to pass out of his control into the control of the children of darkness. If this matter were rightly understood and closely guarded, God's servants would feel a continual burden of responsibility to counterwork the efforts of men who do not know what they are about, because they are enchanted by the delusive allurement of Satan. When God's people are fully awake to the danger of the hour and work fully on Christ's side, there will be seen a sharp contrast between their course and that of those who are saying, "Good Lord and good devil," and we shall see much firmer and more decided work done to counterwork the schemes of satanic agencies.